Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor of the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, Pray Big, Already in Progress.
And I thought, praise God. That's the way I want my son to be. I want him to say, you know, I don't need Dad to pray. We need to pray. God's going to hear our prayer and answer our prayer. And of course, they did pray. They did not call me. They couldn't get through to me. But I'm telling you that they did get out of that place. And I think the whole trip of walking was, I think he said 26 miles or something. 26 miles of walking uphill and downhill and uphill and downhill for 2 days. And they carried like a 40-pound pack out of that place, down in there and out. I'm telling you, if you're not in extremely good shape, don't even attempt to make an endeavor like that. I wouldn't even think about it. I'm not speaking a curse on myself, but I can walk to the mailbox and back and be tired with no pack, just me, just my 170 or 80 pounds. But anyway, I know the Lord's going to use Jeff in a mighty way. He's going to do some great and wonderful things. And I'm grateful that he's been here. I mean, Jeff was one of the people, I guess he's the only one that God has ever spoken to me and told me. He actually spoke through a prophet. He didn't speak to me directly, but he spoke through a prophet, and the prophet spoke directly to me and told me that Thurman, God just spoke to me and told me he's fixing to send you an Assembly of God pastor from California to be a part of your ministry. That was on Friday. Tuesday of the next week, this man I'd never talked to picked up the phone and called and said, Thurman, this is Jeff Coulter. I'm an Assembly of God pastor from California, and the Lord told me to come be a part of your ministry. I said, come on. You got enough money to get here? He said, I do. I said, well, then come on. And he's been here, man, what, 5 years now, Jeff? Yep. 5 years. As you leave here today, I want you to praise the Lord that you're able to walk, talk. You know, I mean, everything that we take for granted, everybody don't have that privilege. And I guess that this is just burning in my heart, these two children yesterday. What did your heart do, honey, when you saw those two kids?
I wanted to cry.
Yeah, Cheryl just wanted to cry.
Yeah,
just think. Just think. And it's all because of sin. It's all because of sin.
Because of the
yeah, the husband. We got a major problem in America with husbands. We have a major problem, and we need to get over that problem, and we need to start walking in love. We need to let the Spirit of God lead us every day, every one of us. You will do some things that you don't understand when you're led by the Spirit. You'll do some things you don't understand. But that's beside the point. He's God. And he does what he wants to do when he wants to do it. And one of the things I have done as I pray before I come out here or wherever I'm speaking, I say, Lord, I'm your son. My mouth, my ears, my lips, my tongue, everything belongs to you. You speak what you want, and you bless who you want or you curse who you want. I belong to you. I am not my own. I am bought with a price. And I'm an ambassador for Christ. And as long as I let him speak through me, I guarantee you will see him do great and mighty miracles in your life. Great and mighty miracles. And that's what you have to do. You have to believe. And he will do things. Great things. Wow. All the miracles. We will never know all the things we've seen God do till we get home to glory. We won't know. But all I can say is, I have a problem here in this church. And when people come to me and say, you know, you prayed for me 10 years ago, and me and my wife both got healed, I say, I don't even remember who you are. Isn't that a good problem to have?
Yeah.
I love having that problem. I love it when people come in and shake my hand and say, Pastor Thurman, you prayed for my wife 5 years ago, and we had whatever, and we're healed. Or I love to hear my own wife say, you know, I met you 15 years ago, and I had a disease for 30 years and you prayed for me and I got healed. Been healed ever since. Isn't that amazing? Now then, the one thing I want us to learn today is for fixing to close up, but I want us to realize healing people is not very difficult. All you got to teach people in healing is to repent of their sin and then find them a scripture and act on that scripture. God promises to heal you every time. It's really so simple, is it not, Max? You know, so just think, if God told us in His Word to repent of sin, what's the first thing we need to do? Repent of sin. Now, then, how do you find out what sin is? If you don't study the law, if you don't study the book, you will never know what sin is. I mean, Paul even said that. I didn't know what, you know, sin was until I began to read the law. As I read the law, I see what God doesn't like. And so I don't want to do those kind of things no more. I don't want to live in an adulterous situation with somebody else. I don't want to do those kind of things. I don't want to break a covenant. I don't want to lie to my wife and see the consequences. Who in the world would ever dream that you could take a little two-year-old boy and because his daddy lied and broke a covenant with his wife, and then when she stepped in there and said, I hate you, opened a door for the death angel to strike that little son. And I guarantee if that mother hadn't been a persistent mother and hadn't stayed with it, that little boy today would be dead. Don't you agree with that, Jeff?
Yeah.
Now, he would never have made it. But she was persistent, and she did stay with it. And Jeff did pray. Well, Cheryl and I prayed. I don't know how many times we prayed for this kid. There's not any telling, was there, honey? Yeah, many times. But that's something we do a lot. You know, in fact, the other morning, I'll have to say that we were getting ready to close it up and go to bed, and as she's putting up the computer and all the stuff, I look over at the clock, and it's 10 minutes till 4 in the morning. So you wonder why I sleep till 9 or 10 o'clock. or whatever it takes. I can't live on no sleep, can you? But anyway, if you will get people to repent of sin, and you'll just touch them in the name of Jesus, if you're around people that don't want you to pray for them, then you remit their sin yourself. You just say, Lord, this person, I remit their sin. They don't even have to hear you say it. Say, Lord, I remit this person's sin, and then, you know, just go over and shake hands with them. You know, I mean, just say, hey, you know, may the Lord bless you. And once you touched them with both hands, and now the Lord can heal them. And so when you do that, you've told the Lord, I'm going to lay hands on that woman and I expect you to heal her. She doesn't know your word, but I'm going to lay hands on her and I'm going to ask the Lord to bless her. So Lord, I know you're going to do it because you said I could ask you anything and you'd do it. Now, if you're walking in obedience to his word and doing what he says, that won't be a problem. He will do that for you and you'll get to see the Lord do great and wonderful things. And I mean, When you're in Home Depot, like we've done so many times, there was a lady, I was over there here a while back, and there was a lady had I could tell she was talking with somebody about a boy, and I'm trying to get checked out, and I said, ma'am, is there something wrong with your son? She said, oh, yeah, he's really critically ill. And I said, well, are you a Christian? She said, yes. I said, well, do you go to a church that believes in healing? She says, no. And I said, do you go to church? She said, yes. I said, okay, I belong to a church that believes in healing. It's called the Living Savior Church. So I said, Jesus shows up over there. So I said, he made you and me a promise. He said, if I ask him anything, he'll do it for you and your son. So I'm going to ask the Lord to heal your baby today. And do it so quickly that when you get home this afternoon, he'll be like a brand new kid. She said, wow, you have more faith than anybody I've ever seen. How do we have faith? Because we read the Bible. So anyway, I prayed for the little child and everything. And I don't know, it must have been two or three months later, I was back in there. And that same woman at the place I checked out, she said, oh, sir, you're the man that prayed for my baby. I said, yes. I said, what did the Lord do? She said, boy, I got home that afternoon. He's like, there wasn't nothing wrong with him. He was perfect. He'd been perfect ever since. Amen. That was, What did the Lord say we could do? Yeah, so Scott, I know Scott does that all the time. Him and Kim, but I know Mike and Gracie, many of you do. But what I'm trying to say is, God will do these kind of things for every one of us. Everyone, just like when Cheryl prayed for that little boy, her and her daughter, to thank the Lord, saved that kid, put him in a church, he's playing the drums, he's delivered him from heroin, and of course, those are just little things that's not very difficult, so. That's it, man. When you think like Max, it ain't difficult for the Lord, right? Nothing's difficult for him. So when you pray, and of course, as Cheryl and I have got to where we pray for people, that's the thing I'm having to remember. With my God, there's nothing impossible. So when I pray and I believe in faith with nothing wavering, what can he do? Anything. So as Jeff goes off tomorrow and he heads to Ecuador, we'll be waiting with great anticipation to see what the Lord is doing. Now, he may not get out of town when he sees his first miracle out there at the airport. You can't tell. Your first encounter may be at the airport at the desk, Jeff. There's no telling what he's going to use. Or he may not do nothing till you get to Ecuador. We don't know, but we know that he's called you to go to Ecuador, and you're going to see what he does from there. Now then.
His first test is driving to the airport.
He won't have to do it. His son's going to drive him. So I think that's right. I think Ben's going to drive him over there. So okay, so anyway, before we pray for closure, I want the prayer team members to stand up. Jeff is one of those prayer team members, and so if you don't need anything else, well, then after this prayer, you will be dismissed to either shop around, hang around, or go home. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you and praise you for this beautiful day. We thank you and praise you for all these wonderful folks that come here. We thank you, Lord, for all these men that came up today that prayed. We thank you for the women that sat by their side, the ones that have wives. We thank you for blessing their wives, and thank you, Lord, for helping all of us to be the kind of man you want us to be, a holy man, a man that'll walk in integrity, a man that has no, that's the man you call us out to be, a man that purifies himself from all evil, and that's where we want to live.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety titled Pray Big, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.